Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamasiya Daf Lamed Vav. We left off on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, and the bottom line of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely, and also by Rabbi Bruckheimer, in honor of the recent birth of a great granddaughter to Avital and Eli Pressburger of Karmei Gat. Mazel tov to the entire family. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first topic we're going to talk about today is the Gemara is going to have four permutations of a Shomer, Shemasa, the Shomer, where the case is, I mean, we've been discussing, if a person is a socher and then he lends out the cow that he had borrowed, right, that was the case in the Mishnah. So we're going to talk about four cases where there's a Chiyuv Shvua or a Ptur from a Shvua, a chiyuv chatas or a chiyuv ola, a chiyuv of a karban, depending on what type of shvua they had taken. Meaning, there's going to be a case where both the socher and the shoel are chayav chatas. There's going to be a case where both the socher and the shoel are going to be chayav nashav. There's a case where one is chayav chatas and the other one's chayav nashav, and there's a case where one is chayav the ashav and the other is chayav the chatas. And it's all going to be based on the fundamental rule that if a person takes a shvua, that will not pater them from any mammon that they otherwise would have been chayiv, meaning that if we believe them, it's not going to exempt them from any monetary payment that they otherwise would have been chayiv, then they're all going to, and that shvua is a lie, then they're going to be chayiv a chatas. But if a person takes a shvua that exempts them from mammon that they would otherwise be chayiv, then they're going to be chayiv a karban asham when they lie, if that shvua is a lie. So we're going to have permutations in every way, that in what way are both the shoel and socher not exempting themselves from mammon, in what way are they both, yes, exempting themselves from mammon, in what way is the shoel exempting themselves from mammon, not the socher, in what way in the reverse. Then the Gemara is going to move on to a machlokas about shomer shemasar l'shomer. What is my level of chiyuv if I was entrusted with an item and then I handed it off to somebody else? And does it matter if I'm a shomer chinam who handed it off to a shomer sachar, where he has technically a higher level shmira, or vice versa? I'm a shomer sachar and I have a higher level shmira and I hand it off to a shomer chinam. So does it make a difference in one direction or the other? The Gemara is going to have three rayas about Shomer, Shemasar L'Shomer. That's going to be on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to the top of Amud Beis. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a machlokas in a case where you didn't properly lock up an animal, but then it didn't get out, it didn't escape, no one went and captured it. It was Mesa Kedarka. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the halacha is and whether that's independent of Tchilasa B'Pshia V'Sofa Ba'ones, which is a fairly well-known sugya, that a person is negligent at first, but then what ends up happening is an ones. So that's going to bring us to the bottom of the page. Okay, so let's begin on the last line of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. So in the last line, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Pa'amim Sheshneim Bechatas. Sometimes both the socher and the shoel are going to be chayiv a karban chatas for swearing falsely, because the halacha is that if a person swears falsely and that swearing did not exempt them from any money, they're going to be chayiv a karban chatas just for a shvuas bitui, just for saying a shvua that is simply not true, even though that shvua was giving them no financial gain. Pa'amim sheshneim ba'asham. Sometimes both the shoel and the socher are going to be chayiv a karban asham and asham gezelos. If a person is there's a claim against him for money and he denies that claim and he swears and he's to that denial and then ultimately he admits that he swore falsely, he has to pay keren v'chomesh v'asham. The asham is called an asham gezelos, which is an ayil that costs shnei shkalim. It's pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Tzav. Right, so he brings a shnei shkalim karban asham. So if a person swears falsely, both the shoel and the socher in this case swore falsely in a way that exempts them from mammon, so that that they're both going to be chayiv karban asham. And pa'amim shasocher b'chatas v'shoel ba'asham, and pa'amim shasocher basham vashol b'chatas. So the Gemara goes through how we apply each of these four permutations. But before that, haketzad. First we have to say, well, what is the basic premise? What is the basic rule that we are working with? Well, I already said what the rule is, but the Gemara didn't say it yet. So the Gemara says, here's the rule. Kfiras mamon asham. That if a person is kofar, they take a shvur sheker that's going to exempt themselves from having to pay money, so they're chayiv, karban asham. Whereas, bitois vasayim, chatas, that if a person just takes a shvur sheker, but it's not going to exempt them from any monetary payment, so that's what we call a shvur bitoi, and for that they're chayiv a chatas. It's called a shvur bitoi because the pasuk says, O nefesh kisi shava levate bisvasayim. So we call it be levate, we call it a shvuas bitoi. So when both of them swore falsely and they did not deny any money that they otherwise would have been chayiv, so they're both going to be chayiv achatas for that swearing falsely. When they swear falsely and they both do deny money that they otherwise would have been chayiv, now they're both going to be chayiv karban asham. When one of them swears falsely and is kofar b'mamon through that shvua, and the other one is not kofar b'mamon through the shvua, so the one that's kofar b'mamon is chayiv nashon, the one that's not kofar b'mamon is chayiv chatas. So here's how it actually plays out. Pamim sheshneim b'chatas, when is it that both the shoel and the socher are going to be chayiv chatas? Meaning, what kind of case has to happen where by taking a shavua falsely, neither of them is saving themselves a dime, neither of them is saving themselves any money? Kigon shemesa kadarka. The case is, what actually happened to the para is that it was mesa kadarka. Amru, and they both claimed ne'ensa, that a list of mezuzin came and took it, so there was an ones that happened, and they both swear that it was an ones that happened. The socher, in order to pater himself, and the shoel, even though he's chayiv and owns him, the chamar mechayiv him a shvua that at least they ain't picked them brashusa. Meaning, one might have asked, well, why is the shoel swearing at all over here? If he's claiming that it was ne'ensa, we'd say shkayach, and you have to pay for ne'ensa. So how does he even get to a shavua in such a case? Well, he gets to a shavua because he anyway has to take, we learned Rav Huna's din, that he anyway has to take a shavua sheiner b'reshuso, because we're always nervous that he just, he was borrowing something and he said, I really like this item, I'd like to keep it, so I'll make some sort of claim that will be mechayiv me to pay for it, and then I'll keep it. So we make him take a shavua, know that it's einer b'reshuso. While he's at it, he says, it's einer b'reshusi, and it was nensa, and that's what happened. So it was not nensa, it was mesa kadarka, but they both swear that it was nensa. So socher deben kach ben kach miftar pater. The socher is going to be pater whether he was moda ala emes, and he if he would have sworn that it was mesa kadarka, he'd be pater, or whether he swears falsely that it was nensa. Either way, he's pater. So he was pater anyway. Now he's taking a shvua that's lying, but it's not. It's not. He doesn't need it to do him any good because he's pater anyway. So in either case, he's not going to be chayv. So it doesn't save him any money. So bechatos, the socher is going to be chayv bechatos. Shoel de ben kach ben kach chiyuv mechayiv bechatos, and the shoel who either way is going to be chayiv because both by mesa kedarka and by nansa the shoel is going to be chayiv either way, so he's not saving himself any money by lying, and therefore he's going to be chayiv karban chatos because of lying. So that's permutation number one. Permutation number two, pamim sheshneim ba'asham. Sometimes both the shoel and the socher are going to be chayiv karban asham. Kigon shenigniva. What actually happened is the animal was stolen. Va'amru, and they both said, mesa machmas malacha, that it was mesa machmas malacha. It died as it was doing its work, and they swore falsely that it was mesa machmas malacha. Ditravayu kafri mamona, da mechayvi v'kapatri nafshay. Both a socher and a shoel are chayiv and gnev v'aveda. So it was actually stolen, and really they're actually chayiv. Now, but they're both a socher and a shoel are pater on mesa machmas malacha. Because even a shoel who's chayiv and onsim is pater on mesa machmas malacha, because when a shoel borrows something, he's supposed to use it for its regular malacha. So when it's mesa machmas malacha, he's not going to have to pay for that. That's the whole terms of the sheila, is that it should be able to do malacha. So they're both patra, mesa machmas malacha. So they're both taking a shavua to something that is going to exempt them from having to pay money. Oh, so therefore they're both going to be chayiv a karban asham for that shvuah. So that's the case where they're shnehem ba'asham. Now we go through the permutation number three. Socher bechatos v'shoel bi'asham. What's the case where the socher is going to have to be chayiv a chatos because he did not save himself any money with his shvuah, but the shoel is going to bring an asham because he tried to save himself money by swearing falsely. The animal died kedarka, and if they both would have told the truth, the socher would have been pater, the shoel would have been chayiv. The shoel is chayiv, the mesa kedarka, the socher is pater. V'amru, and they said mesa machmas malacha, that it died as a result of doing malacha, where they both are pater and mesa machmas malacha. So socher, as far as the socher is concerned, debein kach bein kach miftar pater, where with what actually happened he's pater, and what he's, and if what he swore to had been what happened, he'd also be pater. So he's not saving himself any money by swearing falsely. So chayiv chatos, he's chayiv karban chatos simply for shvuas bitui, for swearing falsely. Shoel demchayiv b'mesa gedarka v'kapater nafshei b'mesa machmas malacha. However, the shoel, since it was actually mesa gedarka, and that the shoel would have been chayiv for, but he's swearing that it was mesa machmas malacha, which exempts him. So he's taking a shvuah that's saving him money, but asham. So for that shvuah sheker, he's going to be chayiv a carbon asham. We're going to have a machlokas later on whether a socher is din of a socher ba'asham v'shoel b'chatas. If a socher, what's the fourth permutation where the socher is going to be chayiv a carbon asham and the shoel is going to be chayiv a chatas? Kigon shenigneva, it was stolen, so it's gneva veda, where they're both going to be chayiv va'amru mesa kedarka, and they both taina that it was mesa kedarka. So socher who the mechayiv gneva veda v'kapata nafshev mesa kedarka ba'asham, a socher is chayiv on gneva veda. So for what actually happened, he should have to pay, and he's trying to swear falsely that it was mesa kedarka in order to get himself off the hook, in order to save himself money, and therefore for swearing falsely in a way that's saving him money, he's going to be chayiv carbon asham. Shoel, but when it comes to shoel, the bein kach, the bein kach, chiyuv v'mechayiv, who's going to be chayiv in either way? The shoel is going to be chayiv whether what happened, what actually happened, is what we believe, or whether what he's swearing to we believe, whether it's nigneva or mesa kedarka, a shoel is chayiv either way. So bechatos, the shoel therefore is going to be chayiv a carbon chatos. So says Gemara, it's one rule. I mean, the whole thing is just one rule, that if you were saving yourself money, you're chayev an asham. If you weren't saving yourself money, you're chayev a chatos. This is like, you know, it's easy for daf yomi. You know, you get to read a lot of lines really really quickly, and you put it together. But like, my kamash malon, what is the chiddush over here, right? Meaning, I really need Rabbi Yirmiyahu to go spell out for me this whole din. So it says, Mar lafukid Rabbi Yami. No, because we're highlighting that this rule is true, and it's against Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Ami, the Amar Kol Shvur Shadayan Mashvim Nasa Ein Chayav Mela Mishum Shvuz Bitui Shnemar O Nefesh Kisi Shava Levate Bisvasayim, and we dash in Kisi Shava Me Atzma. Rabbi Ami held that any time the Dayanim are Mechayiv you in the Shvua, you're not going to be subject to Shvuz Bitui. You're not going to be Chayiv the Korban Chatos for Shvuz Bitui. Nefesh Kisi Shava, that you're Chayiv Korban Chatos for Shvuz Bitui, is only when you on your own decide to take a Shvua. But whenever it's the Beis Din imposed closing a shavua, and then you swear falsely, you're not going to be chayiv a karban. So kamash mulan to lo Rabbi Yami. So this whole thing was to highlight over and over and over again that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yami, that even when a person is on his own volition, that even when a person rather is being forced by a beis din and not on his own volition is taking a shvuah, that he's still going to be chayiv chatos. Tosus points out we could also say that the whole chiddush is to tell me against Shmuel, because Shmuel holds in shvuah staf chavhei that a shvuah is only a shvuah's bitoy if it could be said beloshon asid as well, that it's about what happened or what will happen. I did eat, I didn't eat. I did go to this place, or I will go to this place. Right? I did eat, I will eat. Whatever it might be. I did drink this drink, I will drink this drink. It always has to be blushing us as well. Over here, you're being nishba shenetensa, so Shmuel would never be mechayiv, because you can never take a shvuah. There will be an ones. Meaning, I can't take a shvuah that there will be an ones. I can't commit to an ones happening. So really, we could have said, la fukimi de Shmuel. But for whatever whatever reason, the Gemara says Afugumit Rabbi Ami. So what is that reason? So the Ritva says the reason we don't mention Shmuel is because we wouldn't have told that the din of Shmuel dafka in the context of Shomrim, meaning that's just Stamber Shvuas Bito. Shvuas Bito is a person who's not for Shomer. I could just take a Shvuah that I ate and I didn't eat, or I will eat and I won't eat, or you know, whatever it is, I'm just Stam taking a Shvuah. It doesn't have to be about Shomrim. But when we're talking about that which Beis Din is Mechayev, so now we've got to be talking about Shomrim. It makes sense that that's going to be said in the context of Shomrim. So that's what the Ritva says. That's why we dafka say Lafukimit Rabbi Ami as opposed to Lafukimit Shmuel, even though it's also Lafukimit Shmuel, obviously, right? Meaning this case doesn't fit Shmuel. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses someone giving a pikadon from one Shomer to another, that I've been charged as a Shomer to guard something, and instead of watching myself, I give it to somebody else to watch for me. So Itmar, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. If one Shomer gives to another Shomer, and then some nezek happens to the behema, there was it dies, or it gets stolen, so Rav Amar Pater, Rav says the first Shomer is pater from everything he would have been pater had it happened when it was by him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, and Rabbi Yochanan says the first Shomer is Chayiv even if there was an ones by the second party. Just by giving it to the other Shomer, you have already been posheya, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv no matter what happens to the animal, even if it's an ones that the second Shomer is going to be pater from. You're Chayiv just for giving it to the other guy, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav says that he's pater. Now there are three deos in the Rishonim within Rav about the other chiyuvim. We said Rav's pater from anything that he would have been pater from had it happened under his own watch. So one day is that the first shomer is pater from anything that the second shomer is chayivin. Meaning, let's say a shomer sacher gives it to a shomer chinam. So the first shomer is pater on pshia that the second shomer is going to pay for. Meaning, since the second shomer is going to pay for the pshia anyway, why should I double pay? Meaning, he's going to pay for the pshia because he's chayiv in pshia, and therefore I don't have to pay for his pshia because he's already paying for his pshia. And even if he goes to Medina Sayyam and we can't find him, the first shomer doesn't have to pay for it because there's someone else that's in his place right now. He's only going to be chayiv on gnev v'aveda because the second shomer is not chayiv on gnev v'aveda. The second shomer is shomer chinam. I'm a shomer so I got to pay for the Gnei V'Aveda because the guy I gave it to will not pay for the Gnei V'Aveda. That is the Shitas HaRamban, that Legabe Pshia, the Shomer Rishon is nistalik from it. It's just not his problem anymore because Legabe Pshia, the Shomer Sheni, now bears that responsibility. Others say that no, the Shomer Rishon is not Patra at all. It's just that he's not going to be Chayiv for the very act of giving it to the other guy. But when there's something that they're both going to be Chayiv in, so he's going to be Chayiv as well. Meaning, if something happens that would have been Mechayev, both Shomer number 2 and Shomer number 1, Shomer 1's got to pay for that as well. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that if the second guy is not around to pay, so then the first guy is going to have to pay. Meaning, the Rishon is not Mistalik. It's just that, obviously, you're not going to double pay, so if the second guy actually pays, then I won't have to pay. Well, let's say the second guy runs away, so he's nowhere to be found. Well, now I have to pay, because now I'm going to have to pay for that pshia. The third shita, as Koran Rishonim, is that the first shomer becomes pater even from that which the second shomer is not chayiv in. And that's what the Ritva says as well, in the name of a Yesha Pirshu. The Ritva rejects this, because then it turns out that a shomer sachar could be chozer on a shmira and become a shomer chinam. Meaning, and who told him he could do that? Meaning that I'm a shomer sachar and I give it to someone else to watch for free, so now I take on all the liberties of a shomer chinam? That's a very difficult shita to accept. I could just turn myself into a shomer chinam by giving it to a shomer chinam? Very, very hard to accept such a shita, and that's why the Ritva rejects such a shita. But those are the three shitos as to what the first shomer's level of responsibility is. But that's all within Rav, that who says that I am pater from anything that I would have been pater had it happened under my watch. Okay, so Amar Abaye, the time the Rav Lomi Bayi Shomer Chinam Shemasal Shomer Sachar Da'ali Ali L'Shmirasav. Rav says that I'm not inherently chayiv for giving it to another shomer Certainly that's going to be true, that if it's a Shomer Chinam that gives it to a Shomer Sachar, where in a sense, I've upgraded the Shmira, meaning I was supposed to watch it to a certain level. Now I'm giving someone greater responsibility. So I've upgraded the Shmira, but not only that, Elafilu Shomer Sachar, Shemasar, L'Shomer Chinam, even if I was a Shomer Sachar, and I gave it to a Shomer Chinam to watch, Degrui Garu L'Shmira, so where I've downgraded the Shmira by giving it to the Shomer Chinam, still Potter. The first Shomer is going to be Potter if there's an onus that happens by the second guy, my taima, to Masr the Ben Das. Because after all, I gave it to someone who's a trustworthy person who's a Ben Das. And therefore, you can't call that my Pshia by giving it to a Ben Das. I'm not going to be chayiv in an onus that happens to it because I have not been posheya, meaning Rav rejects the svar that we're going to say from Rabbi Yochanan that the first Bailam could say ein ritzoni she'epiktoni bi'aracher, that I never would have trusted the second person. I gave it to you because I only trust you and I don't trust somebody else. Rav rejects that. There's a Mishnah Gittin that seems to say that. The Mishnah Gittin says that if you send a shliach to take an object back from the wife, when the shliach to give a get, but you say don't give this get until you get back my favorite whatever from her, my favorite shirt from her, so he's supposed to get the object back. So lo yishalchen bi'aracher. That shliach is not allowed to send someone else to do that job because the bailim could say, I wanted you to bring it back. I don't trust somebody else to bring it back. So Tosa says that's not a stira necessarily to Rav, because the way Rav is going to learn that Mishnah is you're not allowed to do that. It doesn't mean that you become chayiv if you do that. Meaning we're just saying, don't give it to somebody else to do that job. Okay, it's not right, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's a chiv mammon if you do. So over here we're talking dina mammonis. Over there we're talking about what's the right thing to do. So that's not necessarily against Rav. That's what Tosas points out. So anyway, so within Shitas Rav, it doesn't matter whether it's Shomer Chinam, Shemasa, Shomer Sachar, Shomer Sachar, Shemasa, Shomer Chinam. Well, the time with Rabbi Yochanan, within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Lomi bayi shomer sachar shemasal shomer chinam degrei gar l'shmiraso. It doesn't even need to be said that if I've downgraded the shmirah by being a shomer sachar who gave it over to a shomer chinam, of course I'm going to be chayiv because I've downgraded the shmirah. Ela afilu shomer chinam shemasal shomer sachar da'iluye alya l'shmiraso. Even a shomer chinam who gives it to a shomer sachar where I've upgraded the shmirah, chayiv. The first shomer is going to be chayiv if an onus happens by the second guy. Da'amalei ein rison shepik toni. Because the Bailam could say, I never approved of my pikadon being left in someone else's hands. So that Rav Chista explains the makor of the din that we're saying now in the name of Rav, that a shomer shemasa the shomer is pater. So Amar Rav Chista had the Rav lav beferishit. Rav never actually got up in the Beis Medrash and said, today we're learning the sugya of shomer shemasa the shomer. I hold pater. Right? He never told us that. Ella michlala. We only learned it from something else that he had. So we had to derive it and to be maven dover mitoch. That's what he holds. Why? Because what happened? Because there was a Maisa Shaya. Danuginai. There were these garden workers. Every day they would leave their gardening utensils as a pikadon by a certain old woman to watch. One day they didn't leave it with the old woman. Instead they left it with one of them. So it was a group of workers in the garden, and instead of leaving their tools at the end of the day with the old woman, they didn't want to schlep their tools home and back every day. So there was a nearby woman that they would normally trust, but instead of leaving it with the woman that day, they left it with one of them. Shama kalabe elula nafagazel. Now the shomer who they left it with that day heard that there was a chasna going on. He's like, oh, I love a wedding, so he wanted to go and celebrate at the wedding. But it's very awkward when you come to a wedding with a hoe and a shovel and whatever. So he said, I'm not going to come to a wedding like that. So he knocked on the old lady's door and he said, can you do me a favor? Do what you do every day. Watch these items that you always watch. So he was a shomer. Shemasa the shomer. Adazel vasa ignor. When by the time he came back from the wedding, all the items were stolen from the old lady. So asal kamei de Rav upatre. So that shaila came to Rav, and Rav patered him because he's a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is patra al geneva. So since this was a geneva that happened, he's not going to have to pay. Man dechazus. So when the talmidim saw that Rav said that he's pater, savor mishum shomer shmoshal Shomer Shomer Pater. They said, ah, Rav holds Shomer 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 is Pater. Velohi. But that's in fact not what Rav holds. Shaini Hasam. That meaning, that's not in fact not what Rav, that is not a Raya that Rav holds Shomer 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 is Pater, because one could argue that it's different in that situation, because the Kol Yomanami in Hugufayu Gabi Dahi Safta have a Mafkadilu. What's the whole reason to say Shomer 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 is Chayiv, like Rabbi Yochanan, is because the Bailim could say, I would never trust that person. But in this case, oh yeah, you trust this person every single day. She just wasn't available today. So I know that you normally would trust this person. So maybe Dafka, in that case, Rav is going to say Shomer 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 is Pater. But maybe in every other case, he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that Shomer 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 is Chayiv. They also can't say, the Ritva points out, that you're neman lanu b'shvua. The zekena is not nemenes to us with the shvua, because b'kol yom they're mafkid etzla. And of course she's nemenes to them with the shvua. So obviously, whatever they normally do trust this woman. So the Gemara brings a kasha that they asked in Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah, a raya to this sugi of shomer 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 shomer. So Yosef Ravami become lala shmeita. Ravami was teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that is the din of shomer 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 being chayiv. So Eisve Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal challenged Rabbi Ami the following, meaning really a challenge on Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Hasochra Bar Mechaveru Vish Ila La Acher Umesa Kedarka. Someone rents a cow from someone else and he lends it out to someone else, and then it's Mesa Kedarka. So Yishava Socher Shemesa Kedarka Vashoel Mishalim LaSocher. A Shoel is Chayv Mesa Kedarka. A Socher is Patar Mesa Kedarka. So let the Socher swear that it was Mesa Kedarka, and he will not owe the Bailim any money. But the Shoel has to pay the Socher for being Mesa Kedarka. But the Imisa, but if the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that a Shomer Shemasa the Shomer is Chayiv, in no matter what happens, he's Chayiv in Onsin, even by the second Shomer, why is the Socher Patar from a Shoel? Let the Bailim say to the Socher, I don't understand why you thought it was okay to lend it out to somebody else. It's Ein Ritzoni Shepikton. I don't want my pikadu by anybody else. So Amaleis, Rabbi Ami responded, Hacha Mayaskina, and in our Mishnah we're talking about Bishnosim La'abaylim Rishus La'ashil. The Mishnah must be talking about a case where he can't say that because he gave him explicit permission to lend. Meaning all of the cases, much of what we deal with in the Zikin, is what happens when there was no explicit agreement. It's always good to get a contract with a good lawyer who's going to cover every possibility, because whatever you agree to is fine. You could, it's dinim amanus. You could agree to whatever you want to agree to. Someone just asked me a shayla yesterday about a particular dinim amanus thing, and he said, the guy wants this. Are we allowed to agree to it? You could agree to whatever you want. You're more than welcome to not have to go with the dinim. Happens to be, you're correct in din, but in the case I was asked yesterday, he would have been correct in din, but he wanted to give in. Okay, great, wonderful, beautiful, nothing wrong with that. You can always agree, certainly in advance, whatever agreement you make in advance is also going to work. So anyway, Amr Lay, so Rabbi Abi said, so again, Hachmai is going to be about Rishus Hashim. Ihachi, the Bailim by Yishlume. Well, if that's the case, that the Bailim gave him Rishus to be Mashalit, so then the Shola should pay it to the Bailim, not to the Socher, because it's as if the Socher is a Shliach of the Bailim to lend it out. So the Shoel is not the Shomer of the Socher, he's the Shomer of the Bailim. I mean, if the Bailim gave Rishus, then the middleman is just that. He's a middleman, he's a Shliach to lend out something that belongs to the Bailim. So the Bailim is really the one who's being Mashiel over here. So Damrle, the Datcha. No, the Bailim told the Socher, you can lend it out if you want. You know, I'm not asking you to lend it out, I'm not telling you to lend it out. It's yours to rent, you're the renter, and do whatever you want with it. I'm giving you permission to lend it out, but that's your own side deal. So your own side deal, that will be by its, that will play by its own rules. So Rabbi Bar Chama now asks another kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from a Mishnah we're going to have in Daf Mem Beis. So this is Raya number two. So Raya number one against Rabbi Yochanan is from our Mishnah, and we answer no. Our Mishnah might be talking about a case where he had explicit permission. Raya number two, Mas Rabbi Bar Chama Hamafkid Mos Hetzel Chaveru. If a person gives money to his friend to watch, tsraran vivshil lachorav, he wraps it up in a cloth and he throws it over his, he carries it behind him in a way where people could steal it from him, and the taka got stolen, mesarim lebno bito katanim, or he gave it to his young children to watch, vinna'al bifneim, and he locked the door that they shouldn't go outside and lose the money, shalo karatwi, but he didn't do a great job locking the door, and they're able to escape, and the money got lost, so chayim. chayiv. He's going to be chayiv, even though he's a shomer chinam and he's potter and gnev aveda. But over here, he's going to be chayiv shelo shomer kederach hashomrim, because this is considered a pshia, that he wasn't. This, even though it got lost or it got stolen, but it got lost or stolen in a negligent kind of way, and that's therefore called pshia. That's not called gnev aveda. So Gemara's medayik. Wow, taima de ketanim. Sounds like the only reason he's chayiv is because the people he gave it to were little kids. Hagadolim. But had he given it to adults, then potter. Then it sounds like he'd be potter. But my name alay. Why can't the mafkid say to the guy that even if you give it to an adult, I'm still not satisfied because I didn't want it to be by somebody else? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have such a svara that I could say I didn't want this to be by somebody else. Amarava kala mafkid al das ishto ubanav hu mafkid. Anyone who gives a pikadon to somebody gives it to him knowing that his wife and family members, adult children, are also sometimes going to be called into service to watch this item, and he can't say ein ritzon shibitzon bi'al acher if the people that you gave it to were your own children over bar bas mitzvah. Because I understand that whenever I put something in your house, whenever you're going to keep something in your house, sometimes you're going to go out, you're going to go to work, you're going to go to other places, and your children are going to be the ones that are watching the item. So that's understood. For ban of ketanim, not so much, but for ban of gedolim, at least that's understood. So you can't say ein ritzon shibitzon bi'al acher. So the Gemara says, and I'll bring you a riot, this is true. I mean, Adai Dekanami, it's Meduyak in the Mishnah that this is true, that for other Gedolim, Enochinami, you would not be allowed to give the Pikadon to other Gedolim. The only Gedolim that the Mishnah implies that you're allowed to give it to are your own children who are Gedolim, because he understands that, but never to other people, the Katani, because it says, Oshamasran, Libno Ubito HaKatanim Chayiv, HaLibno Ubito HaGedolim Pater, implying that had it been Bno Ubito who were over Bas Mitzvah, it'd be Pater. Which then further implies that if it's not a family member, whether they're Gedolim or Ketanim, you're going to be Chayiv. Timkein, listen to Ketanim Stama. Because if the whole difference was only between Ketanim and Gedolim, and there was no difference between family members and non-family members, why does he have to mention Bno Bito HaKetanim? Just say Ketanim, that you gave it to Ketanim, and then you're going to be Chayiv. So Shema Mina, the fact that it says Bno Ubito HaKetanim is to highlight that both factors are critical, that it's a family member, and because it's a family member, I would think you have a little more coverage. Oh, but they're ketanim, and that's why it's not okay. But had it been a family member and gedolim, then that would have been okay. So Gemara brings the sheet of Rava in this machlokas. So Rava, hilchsa shomer shmosel shomer chayiv. The halach is a shomer gives to another shomer, he's chayiv, even if what happens to the pikadon is an ones by the second guy. And lomi by shomer shmosel shomer chinam degruy gar l'shmiraso. You don't even need to tell me where I've downgraded the shmira by being a shomer sachar who gave it to a shomer chinam who has a lesser level of shmira. Even if the shomer chinam who gives it to the shomer sachar, where you upgraded the shmira, if an onus happens by the second guy, you're going to be chayiv. My time, Adam Alei, at mehemetli b'shvua, heichlam and l'mishvua. Because the mafkid could tell the first shomer, I trust you to take a shvua, but the second guy, I don't trust to take a shvua. And therefore, even if he's going to swear to me, I'm choshesh that maybe he's lying and he's still holding on to it, or he used it for himself, or he was posheya in it. And since you don't know what really happened with it because you weren't watching it, you have to pay for it like a shomer that cannot take a shvua where you're going to be chayiv. Meaning, I want you to take a shvua. Problem is, you can't because you have no idea what happened to it. Good. So when you're chayv a shvua and you're in yachli shava, so you're mishalim. So therefore, you're going to have to pay for it. So that is Rava's final psak on this sugya of shomer shemasar l'shomer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpat, the lashon is in Simenayin Beis, that it's because he's mitok shein yachli shava mishalim. The Ketzos quotes the sheet of the Ra'ah that since he was posheya by giving it to somebody else, it's as if he said hilvisani ve'en yodei imparaticha imlo, that it's as if he's saying, yeah, you lent me money, I just don't know if I paid you back or not. In that case, you're going to be chayiv. But if you give it to someone who the Bailim is normally gives a pikadon to, or he gave you permission to give the pikadon, then it's considered as if eini yodei im neschayavti, that I don't know if I'm chayiv in the first place, and he's going to be putter, even if the second shomer does not take a shvua, because he's a shomer from the shas pshia alone. So that's how the Ketzos writes. But anyway, so moving on. So the Gemara Gemara brings a situation where you were a posheya mitchila, and then in the end, an onus happens. See, Mar Pashaba, let's say a person was posheya in the behema that was given to him to watch. He didn't lock up the door in front of it properly or something like that. The Yatzos the Agam, and the behema goes out to an Agam, and it's not guarded there from Ganavim or from animals that could attack it or whatever. Umesa Kadarka, but then just has a heart attack. It just drops dead. So Abaye Mishmei Rabba Amar Chayiv, Rav Mishmei Rabba Amar Pater. Machlokas, what Rabba said. Machlokas, Rav and Abaye, what Rabba said, whether you're Chayiv or Pater. Abaye Mishmei Rabba Amar Chayiv. Abaye says in the name of Rabba that you're Chayiv, and he says, Kol Dayana, the Lo Doin Ki Aydina Lav Dayanahu, that any Dayan that doesn't pask in this way cannot be called a Dayan, and Lomi by Laman Yam Tchas Mishiv Sov Bonus Chayiv. Not only according to the Shita that we're going to have on Daf Mem Gimel, that holds Chas Mishiv Sov Bonus is Chayiv, the Chayiv we're over here, of course you're Chayiv because you were Poshea by allowing it to just wander out into the Agam, and where it was in danger of Ganavim, and it was in danger of being attacked by beasts and all sorts of things, even though in the end it was Mesa Kadarka, it was an onus. Elafil Manyam Potter, even if you're a typical Tchasu B'Shev Sof Bonus is Potter, Hacha Chayiv, my Taima, Darminan, Havla Da Agma Katla. Over here you're going to be Chayiv because we assume that it wasn't an onus that it died from. It was the hevel of the agam that killed it. The thick air of the swamp where it was hanging out, that's what killed it. So it could be that your pshia in fact killed it, and because of that, you're going to be chayiv even if it looks like it was mesa kedarka. So that's Abaye's position. Rava Mishmei Rabba Amar Pater. Rava says the name Rabba the Pater, and he's equally emphatic about his point of view. Called the Anu Dol Don Ki Adina Lav Dayanu. Any day who doesn't pass in this way is an unqualified dayan. Lomi by the man named Chasam Shivas of Bonus Potter. Not only if you generally hold Chasam Shivas of Bonus Potter, the Potter where over here your office can be Potter because it's a case of Chasam Shivas of Bonus. El Afil man named Chayiv. Even if you normally hold Chasam Shivas of Bonus Chayiv, over here you're better off. Hacha Potter, my time. Darmin the Malach Hamavas Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. Because we say the Malach Hamavas is no chilik where the animal is. Malach Hamavas is going to find it. So therefore, even if it would have been at home, it would have been Mesa in that way, meaning Chasam B'Shiv Sof Ba'Ones is an onus that happened that only could have happened because of where it was, but something that could have happened anywhere. So that's not a classic case of Chasam B'Shiv Sof Ba'Ones. So both Abaye and Rava agree that it is not subject to the normal machlokas of Chasam B'Shiv Sof Ba'Ones. It's just that Abaye holds that in this case it's worse, you're more chayiv, and Rava holds in this case it's better, you're less chayiv. Moda Abaye di hadrul beimara. Abaye agrees that if after it goes out to the Agam, it went back to the house of the Bailim, Umesa, and then it died Kedarka the Pater, then for sure you're Pater. My time, the Hadra level, like the Memor, Havla Dagma Katla, because it went back. So you can't say that it was the Hevel of the Agam that killed it. It wasn't in the Agam when it died. Umad Rabba Kalecha, Dignav Aganav Ba'ones, Umesa Kedarka, Beganav, and Rabba will be Moda that if Aganav stole it, Ba'agam rather, the Ignav Aganav Ba'agam, then Aganav stole it from the Agam, and then it died Kedarka in the house of the Ganav, the Chayiv, that the Shomer is going to be Chayiv, because he was Poshea, and it went to a place where Ganavim are around. So even though it was Mesa Kedarka, we cannot say Malach Hamavs Malihacha Malihasam, and the Behema would have died even if it would have been in the Shomer's house. My Taima, what's the reason? Because from the moment it was stolen, it's already lost to the Bailim. Di Shavka Malach Hamavs Bevesei Deganva Havakaima, that even if the Malach Hamavs would not have gone and done anything to it, you wouldn't have had your animal. A Ganav already had it. So from the moment the Ganav had it, you're already going to be Chayiv. So the Chiv of Shomer is on the Shaskineva prior to the animal dying. So Abaye asks on Rava from that which we had said about in the Sugi of Shomer Shemasal Shomer. Amle Abaye the Rava Lididach, according to you, the Amrit, who say that Malachamavs Maliach Maliasam, you use the Svara of what difference does it make where the Malachamavs finds it. Haidos for Rabbi Abba Mamal Rabbi Ami, that which Rabbi Abba Mamal asked in Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah, why a Socher is who gives to a Shoel is Pater, I according to Rabbi Yochan, Shomer Shemasal Shomer. And the answer was that the Bailim gave him Rishus to lend it out. But according to you, Rabbi Ami should have responded to Rabbi Abba Mamel that since it died Kedarka by the Shoel and it was not stolen and no onus happened, where we could assume that this happened in the house of the Shoel, the Socher could taina Malachamavs Mali maliach maliasam, that even if the behemoth would have stayed in the house of the socher, it also would have died because it's just dropped dead. So from the response of Rabbi Ami, we can see that apparently you don't say such a svara. So it must be that that he was poshea, even if in the end of the day it died through the malach hamavas. So Rabbi responded, l'didchu d'masnisu, according to your shita, that the reason the shomer shemasul the shomer is chayiv is because the mafkid could taina ain ritzoni shepiktoni biyad acher. I don't want my pikad by someone else. Ikalos v'lahi. So there's makom to ask from that mishnah why is the socher pater when it dies in the hands of the shoel? And that's where Rabbi Ami answers what he answers. But l'didi, but according to me, da amina, that I say the reason to be mechayiv him is only because the mafkid could say to the shomer at memdli b'shvua v'heichlam memdli b'shvua. No, it's not that I don't want my pikadim by somebody else. It's that I don't trust his shvua. Well, lekalos v'klal. There's no makom for the kasha from the mishnah because the socher is the one that's nishma to the bailim, whatever happened to the behema, and he's neman with the shvua. So l'shitasi, there's no kasha anyway from Rabbi Ami bar Mamal, and there's no need for Rabbi Ami's answer. So Rabbi Rami bar Chama asks on the shita of Abaye from another mishnah. Masa Rami bar Chama hello the rashi tzukin. They bring it to the top of a cliff in Nuflin and falls. Ainza onus, that's not onus, that's pshia v'chayiv, and he's chayiv. Ha mesa kadarka, reza onus pater. But if it were mesa kadarka, it would be considered onus and pater. Vamai le malay avira dahar katla. Let him say that the air of the mountain killed it. Inami uvtzino dahar katla, or the exhaustion of climbing had killed it. So hachamaskin shalom lemira shamin v'tov. He brought it to a place that people often bring their animals to graze. Iachinafal inami. Then even if it fell, also we should pater him. Shayilo l'tokfa v'lo tokka. He should have held on to it tighter, and he didn't. Well, then the Reisha says, also the Rashi Tzukin V'nafla Hareza Ones, that if it goes to this cliff and it falls, so it's an Ones and he's Pater. So Ibayle Lemitkafa, but he should have held on to it tighter. So Lotzrich Shetakaftu V'alsa Takaftu V'yarda. No, the Reisha is only telling me in a case where the behemoth was just stronger than it, than the guy. So he held it up tight, but it fell anyway. So in that case, you couldn't have gotten in its way, and that's why you're going to be Pater, because there's nothing else that you could have done to protect it. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Vav and Beis. Have a great day, everyone.